We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Over the weekend, America lost one of the most legendary voices in broadcasting.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
For nearly 60 years on ABC Radio, Paul Harvey News and Comment drew one of the largest radio audiences in the nation. In the 70s, he also added the Rest of the Story program, which was also picked up by hundreds of stations around the country. So, what is Paul Harvey's legacy to radio and to news? With me now to talk about that is Paul Farhi, a media reporter for The Washington Post. And Paul, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Obviously, anyone who's listened to radio news pretty much for, like I said, the last 60 years knows Paul Harvey, and millions know him well. What was it about Paul Harvey that endeared so many listeners, do you think?
Well, I think he was a companion. I think he was the kind of person that was friendly enough, accessible enough, and gave you such a familiar kind of voice and style of commentary that you had to be there every day, every morning when he was on, twice in the morning. There was something about the quality of his voice, as well as the kinds of stories that he picked every single day, that made it just a habit.
In terms of how he did it, some say it's the cadence, some say it's, like you said, the folksiness, others say it's the material that he managed to pluck out, seemingly stories that most people hadn't heard of, and of course, always the funny story at the end. Was it a combination of all those factors, or was it one thing more than the other?
I think so. You know, he used to say, you've heard the news, now listen to the Rest of the Story. And so it was offbeat, it was friendly, it was the kind of thing where you felt like you knew the guy because he was very down to earth. There was no attempt to be that remote anchor man, that guy who's just giving you the straightforward facts. He was kind of friendly. And, you know, over the years, I mean, literally over the decades, it develops into the kind of thing where it's hard to imagine turning on the radio and not hearing him. And I think that's what a lot of people feel today.
That leads right into my next question, Paul, because obviously just about every facet of life has changed in this country since 1951. America has changed in virtually every conceivable way, yet Paul Harvey was as popular as ever, and still, even when he died here at age 90, had as many stations as folks like Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, I think that's one of the amazing things about Paul Harvey. Obviously, I mean, his career starts in the 30s, in the early 30s, when he's a high school kid, and he's just on the radio constantly. And, you know, I, as a kid listening to him growing up, it sort of took me back to what I thought was radio's earliest days. He had kind of that, quality to his voice that made you think of the old radio serials and the old style of radio announcing, too. And I loved it for that reason, because it kind of connected me to the past. When everything was changing, you had this constant voice and the same kind of catchphrases, Page Two and Paul Harvey, Good Day, that were so familiar that they gave a certain kind of continuity to life. And just his longevity alone was part of the legacy as well.
Well, Paul, in addition to being extremely popular, what do you see as the main ways he may have changed the radio industry or even the media industry?
Well, I think the amazing thing about him is he didn't change himself, and he didn't change his presentation, and yet it probably the lesson there is that you don't have to keep changing, that you can maintain an audience for a very long time by staying the same and doing one thing very well and continuing to do it consistently well. You know, I mean, the thing about radio is it's a very easy business to change. You can change your format overnight. We're going to put on news. We're going to put on a new kind of music, whatever. But Paul Harvey, you know, he stood for absolutely one thing and one thing only. And I think people in a world in which everything is changing kind of like something that really just basically stays the same.
A little less than a minute remaining with Paul Farhi of the Washington Post. And Paul, just about every celebrity is willing to shill something these days, but there was something even pure about how Harvey did the ads on his show.
Well, he did, and he actually got a lot of criticism for the way he did the ads, because in a lot of cases, it was very hard to tell where the commentary stopped and the news stopped and the advertising took over with Paul Harvey. But he was not very defensive about it. He said, "I'll always be loyal to the people who put their money where my mouth is," and he definitely stood by that. And you know, he commanded some of the highest ad rates in the business up until very recently. So, I mean, there was a certain huge credibility that he brought to any of the advertisements that he read.
And unfortunately, we're just about out of time, and you've probably already touched on it. But Paul, what do you expect his legacy to be, real briefly?
An icon. He represents radio in the 20th century, basically.
Paul, always great to have you with us. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you, Greg.
Paul Farhi is a media reporter for The Washington Post. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts, and a reminder to check out the best of this program online at dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Please join us next time for Dateline Washington.